Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The part of Special Counsel Jack Smith's report on the Capitol riot was released by the Justice Department. Smith asserting then-President Trump would have been convicted of multiple felonies if the case had gone to trial.
Smith says he decided not to charge Trump with inciting an insurrection because the office did not develop direct evidence of Mr. Trump's subjective intent to cause the full scope of the violence that occurred on January 6th. Trump's legal team made a last-ditch effort to block the release of the report.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. Jesse Kitagawa Jr., jailed in Phoenix. He's a convicted felon and is accused of selling a ghost gun to Glenn Litton, who then shot and wounded two young kids at a school in Oroville, California this month before killing himself. A three-judge panel of the Cincinnati-based federal appeals court ruled unanimously that Tennessee can enforce its law requiring adult websites to verify their visitors' ages. This is ABC News. Fatbergs have some competition in the form of little balls of grease and other unpleasant materials washing up on Australian beaches.
Remember hearing about fatbergs, solid chunks of material in sewer systems made up of non-biodegradable grease, oil, and materials like baby wipes? Well, Australia's version of fatbergs are little marble-like balls that began washing up on northern beaches recently. At first, they didn't know what they were. Then they tested them and found they were a combination of food waste, human hair, grease, oil, and petroleum byproducts. The only way to clean the beaches is to scoop the little balls up one by one, which they've been doing since they were discovered. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Harvard's Hasty Pudding Theatricals is bestowing its Man of the Year award on John Hamm of Mad Men, Fargo, and Landman fame. He gets his pudding pot and a roast January 31st, after which he'll attend the troupe's 176th production, 101 Damnations. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood for kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Packers packed their bags. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers were cleaning out their lockers after losing to the Eagles on Sunday. Green Bay lost at least four players on offense due to injury during the game, including left guard Elgton Jenkins and center Josh Myers, who suffered a fractured leg. The backups committed some costly penalties that wiped out some first downs. Right guard Sean Ryan.
Yeah, it's, seeing those f***ing little yellow flags on the floor really just kind of kills your vibe, but you got to be able to just move on and flush it. And, we had a couple holdings that negated huge gains for us. And the only thing to do about that, I guess, is just be better.
Elsewhere in the NFL, the Chicago Bears are set to meet with Mike McCarthy about their head coaching position. McCarthy fired by the Cowboys after five seasons in Dallas. NBA, the Bucks are back home tonight. They host the Sacramento Kings in Milwaukee. The Badgers are at the Kohl Center against the Ohio State Buckeyes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Seven-time Super Bowl champ and one-time husband, Tom Brady, has come under fire all year long for his on-air gaffes while providing color commentary during NFL games. During last week's game between the Packers and Eagles, Brady accidentally referred to the Eagles as the Phillies, then later in the broadcast referred to Packers running back Josh Jacobs as Brandon Jacobs. This comes on the heels of Brady forgetting the name of one of the teams that beat the Packers during a recent telecast. In addition to Brady misspeaking, when his broadcast partner talks to him, he often nods hurts his head so much, a viewer could get vertigo. Yeah, he's not that great, but people on social media are losing their minds over his missteps. Word to the wise, if it's brilliant elocution you're looking for, don't try to find it on an NFL pregame broadcast from the guy who took shots to the head well into his middle age. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear but not as cold tonight, lows near zero. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of flurries in the afternoon, highs in the mid-20s. Continued warming Thursday and Friday, temps well into the 30s before much colder air returns for the weekend. Currently, we're at 8.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, HB1 visas back in the news. Who is coming in on those visas? How does it affect you? Also, this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I got you covered. Sick of watching the news? Don't worry, I got you covered. Didn't want to sit and listen to Pete Hegseth blather on for hours now. Don't worry, I got you covered. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Before we get into the Pete Hegseth confirmation hearing today, I want to take a minute to address some nonsense that I hear all the time about January 6th, because tomorrow I'm going to spend at least the first hour talking about Jack Smith's report about January 6th. Here's what I hear all the time about January 6th from conservatives. I've heard it on these airwaves. The next time somebody says this on a call with me, you get dumped immediately. You have been warned. I hear this. The January 6th committee destroyed evidence. That is a lie. First of all, Cardi, in the show document for today, there is a link. And it's to the government website that still exists and probably won't come like 2 p.m. on Monday. Okay, it's the government website that has thousands of pages of transcripts and emails and the 850-page report with the footnotes. It has the evidence from the January 6th committee. Any of the evidence that they talked about in the committee, it's there. Okay, go check it out. We're putting the website in the show notes for today. Go to civicmedia.us/shows. Go to the Maggie Dawn Show. Go to Hour 2 for today. The link will be in there. Okay? 140 transcripts, depositions, documents, memos, voicemails, emails. It's there. If the January 6th committee talked about it, if it was cited by the January 6th committee, it's there. Here's what, according to the committee rules, is not archived and preserved, because there's no destruction. It's just a question of like what evidence, what stuff is placed into the archives and preserved. Okay. Non-substantive emails, duplicate emails, stuff that's in quadruplicate, things that aren't materials not relevant to the committee's investigation. Now, here's the next thing that I hear from conservatives. They destroyed the evidence that Nancy Pelosi turned down 10,000 National Guard troops for January 6th. Who is Speaker of the Senate, excuse me, not the Speaker, but leader of the Senate. Wasn't it the Senate that was responsible for the election? Yeah, that was Mitch McConnell. The Speaker of the House of Representatives doesn't control the Capitol Police. They're also not in control of security for the Capitol. It's also not true that Nancy Pelosi turned them down. That is also a lie. And in fact, the origin of that lie was a statement in a book made by Capitol Police Chief Stephen A. Sund. And guess what? The January 6th committee's interview of Capitol Police Chief Sund is in the evidence that you can access on this website. It's not destroyed. And he never said that Nancy Pelosi turned down 10,000 National Guard troops. What he said was that the House Sergeant at Arms, Paul Irving, was concerned about the optics of having National Guard present. That's what he said, thing one. And thing two is that when there was some conversation with Donald Trump and Donald Trump wanting to march with people from the big rally to the Capitol. And in that conversation, it came up again to have National Guard troops and the optics and all of that. And Donald Trump turned it down. And here is the fact. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and a bunch of Republicans called Donald Trump as he sat in the White House dining room while this was happening and asked him to order the National Guard troops there. And he didn't. So there's no evidence destroyed. There's no evidence destroyed of Nancy Pelosi turning down the National Guard troops because that didn't happen. Facts matter. So please, if you're a conservative, go to the government website. It's a long web link. Otherwise, I just read it. But we're going to put it in the show notes. Go to the website. Check it out. Civicmedia.us/shows. Go to the Maggie Dawn Show. Second hour for today. The link will be there. Go look at the evidence. I'm over it. Here's what's in the committee report. Trump briefly considered having the National Guard oversee his procession to the U.S. Capitol, but he did not order the National Guard to protect the U.S. Capitol or to secure the joint session proceedings during the count of the Electoral College. Facts. So I hear that from any conservative caller ever again, you're getting dumped. By the way, do you think Donald Trump is going to carefully preserve all of this evidence from Jack Smith's investigations of him? Yeah, probably not. And with that, a little correcting of the record, Cardi. With that, let's turn to Pete Hegseth. Spent the first hour talking about the lawless loose cannon known as Aileen Cannon and her very effective attempts to shield Donald Trump for any criminal responsibility for what is, in my opinion, has always been the most egregious set of criminal acts by Donald Trump after he left the office. That is the stealing and then keeping of super secret spy documents, though he was asked over and 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 over again for a period of like nearly a year to turn them back over. Because you know what? They're supposed to be in the National Archives. Yep, Jack Smith's report on that case will never see the light of day. So, why do we talk about that first hour? Why are we talking about Hegseth's second hour? Well, they both just happened. And here's the common thread. Gross incompetent people who are completely unqualified. People who follow and have loyalty to individuals as opposed to our Constitution. A lack of transparency, an utter lack of accountability. Yeah, these are the common threads. ignoring the right of people, of the American people, to have all of the facts. That's what these two people, Aileen Cannon, Pete Hegseth, have in common. So let's dive in, shall we? Let's do that. Let's do that. We're going to start at the top. Let's start with Senator Kristen Gillibrand's questioning. It's pretty spicy. Let's take a listen. We're just going to take it from the top. This is cut 1A.
As secretary, would you take any action to reinstitute the combat arms exclusion for female service members, knowing full well you have hundreds of women doing that job right now? And the standards, your two-mile run, Tom, is about the Army combat fitness test. It is not the requirements to have an MOS 11 Bravo, which is the infantry. These are the requirements today for people serving in the industry, men and women. They are gender neutral, and they are very difficult to meet. They have not been reduced in any way, and our combat units, our infantry, is lethal. So please explain specifically, because you will be in charge of 3 million personnel. It is a big job. And when you make these public statements, and I get you were not Secretary of Defense then. I get you were on TV. I get you were helping veterans. I get it was a different job. But most recently, you said this in November of 2024, knowing full well you might have been named as Secretary of Defense. So please explain these types of statements, because they're brutal and they're mean, and they disrespect men and women who are willing to die for this country.
Well, Senator, I appreciate your comments. And I would point out, I have never disparaged women serving in the military. I respect every single female service member that has put on the uniform, past and present.
Okay, except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024, when he said, women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete. This happened throughout the hearing today. I respect him. What are you? Did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast? It's ridiculous. Were you lying then or are you lying now, sir? It's the favorite question friendly lawyer ladies that are really fired up on the radio ask witnesses when they're on the stand and they've given a series of inconsistent statements. Did you lose your mind? What happened? Did you have a conversion, a moment of clarity? The two things can't be true. And he kept talking throughout this entire hearing. Pete Hegseth, standards, standards, standards. We've lowered the standards. There are different standards. No, there's not. For key combat positions, there is no different female PT standard, female fitness standard, female IQ standard. They have to take these all kinds of tests. That's what Senator Gillibrand was talking about. He lied, repeated, acting like as if it's all the same thing and there's all this degradation of standard. And she was ticked off because the more he says that and how weak the military is now, the more he's disrespecting every single one of you that have served in the military and the sacrifices that you and your families have made and those that are serving today. Our military isn't weak, and it's certainly not made weaker by women in combat roles that meet the same standards and tests that the men do. And in fact, most people that have served in Iraq and Afghanistan acknowledge that women, especially in forward combat areas, can serve incredibly important roles and can do things that men cannot in those same forward operating theaters. We're going to take care of a little break. We're going to come back. Join us as we discuss the Hegseth confirmation hearings. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus Ignite Glass and Gifts. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It was an escapade, all right. A circus? A disservice to the American people? D, all of the above. Folks, if you're wondering what the heck I'm talking about, that was the Pete Hegseth Secretary of Defense confirmation hearing, where one senator thought it a wise way to expend the time of the American people to serve his constituents, to ask this man who will lead 3 million 3 million Americans that are in the armed services and control a nearly $1 trillion budget, thought it appropriate to ask him, how many push-ups can you do? Yes, that was the first question at the top of my mind for a guy that was accused of raping a woman, has been accused of his colleagues of having an alcoholism problem, whose mother called him a bad man. Let's go back to the hearing. Next up for the Democratic side was Senator Richard Blumenthal. And there was this back and forth about how many people are in each branch. I thought this was pretty interesting. Take a listen.
Let me ask you, how many men and women now serve in the United States Army? What is sense strength?
Senator, I would like an opportunity to respond to
I've
impugning
asked you
of my leadership
how many
of a veterans
men and
organization.
Women
Concerned Veterans
serve.
For America, you're on the VA committee, sir, and I appreciate your service there. The VA Accountability Act and the Mission Act were all brainchilds of Concerned Veterans for America. We used our donor money very intentionally and focused to create policy that bettered the lives of veterans.
Mr. Hegseth, I'm asking you a very simple question. How many men and women currently serve in the United States Army?
Senator, the United States Army, 450,000 on active duty, sir.
And how many in the Navy?
And the Navy is 425, sir.
Well, it's 337 this year. How many in the Marine Corps?
175,000, sir.
172,300. Those numbers dwarf any experience you had by many multiples. I don't believe that you can tell this committee or the people of America that you are qualified to lead them. I would support you as the spokesperson for the Pentagon. I don't dispute your communication skills, but I believe that we are entitled to the facts here. I've asked for more documents.
So what Richard Blumenthal is referring to is the fact that Pete Hegseth ran not only one, but two veterans organizations into financial ruin. It got so bad that the second organization, I believe, shut the entire thing down and had that organization absorbed into a different veterans group with which Pete had no more involvement. So if you can't run two veterans advocacy groups with very small budgets and not even 1,000 employees, you're going to be able to manage $3 million and nearly $1 trillion. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the spiciest exchanges was between Senator Hirono and Pete Hegseth. Cardi, we're just going to roll a bunch of these. Let's see how many we can pop in before we have to take care of some business. Let's just start, and I'll let you decide how many we get in, my friend. Let's just take a listen, everybody.
Since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature?
No, Senator.
Have you ever faced discipline or entered into a settlement relating to this kind of conduct?
Senator, I was falsely accused in October of 2017. It was fully investigated, and I was completely cleared.
I don't think completely cleared is accurate, but the fact is that your own lawyer said that you entered into an NDA and paid a person who accused you of raping her a sum of money to make sure that she did not file a complaint. Do you know that being drunk at work is prohibited for service members under the UCMJ?
Senator, those are multiple false anonymous reports peddled by NBC
Do
News
you know
that run directly contradictory to the dozens of men and women at Fox News Channel who I work
hearing,
with
I'm
who
not
came
hearing
on
the
record
to my question.
And said they
In your
never
opening statement,
that.
Mr. Hegseth, you commit to holding leaders accountable at all levels. That includes you, of course. And frankly, as Secretary, you will be on the job 24/7. You recently promised some of my Republican colleagues that you stopped drinking and won't drink if confirmed, correct?
Absolutely.
You resign as Secretary of Defense if you drink on the job, which is a 24/7 position.
I've made this commitment on behalf of
Will
the men and women
I'm serving. Will you resign as Secretary of Defense
I've made
if
this
you
commitment
drink
on behalf
the job.
Of the men and women I'm serving
I'm not
because
hearing,
it's the most important deployment of my life.
I'm not hearing an answer to my question, so I'm going to move on. As Secretary of Defense, you will swear an oath to the Constitution and not an oath to any man, woman, or president, correct?
Senator, on multiple occasions, including as a young second lieutenant, I have sworn an oath to the Constitution.
Answer is yes.
And I'm proud to do so. Yes, ma'am.
2020, then President Trump directed former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper to shoot protesters in the legs in downtown D.C., an order Secretary Esper refused to comply with. Would you carry out such an order from President Trump?
Senator, I was in the Washington, D.C. National Guard unit that was in Lafayette Square during those
Would
events.
Would you carry out an order to shoot protesters in the legs?
I saw 50 Secret Service agents get injured
Secretary
by
Esper.
Riders trying to jump over the fence,
Again,
set the church on fire, and destroy
you know what?
A statue.
That sounds to me that you will
Chaos.
Comply with such an order. You will shoot protesters in the leg. Moving on.
Except if it's January 6th and they're breaking through those barriers. Can't make it up. We will continue with sound from Pete Hegseth's circus-like complete escapade of a confirmation hearing today, a disservice to every single American and every single active and retired member of the U.S. military. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join our conversation about Mr. Hegseth. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Back with more in just a moment.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The part of Special Counsel Jack Smith's report on the Capitol riot was released by the Justice Department. Smith asserting then-President Trump would have been convicted of multiple felonies if the case had gone to trial.
Smith says he decided not to charge Trump with inciting an insurrection because the office did not develop direct evidence of Mr. Trump's subjective intent to cause the full scope of the violence that occurred on January 6th. Trump's legal team made a last-ditch effort to block the release of the report.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. Jesse Kitagawa Jr., jailed in Phoenix. He's a convicted felon and is accused of selling a ghost gun to Glenn Litton, who then shot and wounded two young kids at a school in Oroville, California this month before killing himself. A three-judge panel of the Cincinnati-based federal appeals court ruled unanimously that Tennessee can enforce its law requiring adult websites to verify their visitors' ages. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Packers pack their bags. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers were cleaning out their lockers after losing to the Eagles on Sunday. Green Bay lost at least four players on offense due to injury during the game, including left guard Elgton Jenkins and center Josh Myers, who suffered a fractured leg. The backups committed some costly penalties that wiped out some first downs. Right guard Sean Ryan.
Yeah, it's, seeing those f***ing little yellow flags on the floor really just kind of kills your vibe, but you got to be able to just move on and flush it. And, we had a couple holdings that negated huge gains for us. And the only thing to do about that, I guess, is just be better.
Elsewhere in the NFL, the Chicago Bears are set to meet with Mike McCarthy about their head coaching position. McCarthy fired by the Cowboys after five seasons in Dallas. NBA, the Bucks are back home tonight. They host the Sacramento Kings in Milwaukee. The Badgers are at the Kohl Center against the Ohio State Buckeyes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Doors lead singer Jim Morrison was found dead in a bathtub in 1971. Some believe he faked his own death. A new docuseries, Before the End, Searching for Jim Morrison, takes a closer look at the rock star who was only 27 when he fled to Paris, supposedly to get away from fame. Director Jeff Finn features Morrison's brother Andy and his sister Anne, as well as archival footage as he dives deep into the singer's life and death. The three-episode documentary can be streamed on Apple TV for $7.99. Stop the presses. Robert De Niro will be playing a gangster in a new mob film. If that's not fun enough, De Niro's rival gangster in said mob film will be played by Robert De Niro. The film Alto Nights will tell the story of a 1950s dispute between legendary New York gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese, who were once best friends but became adversaries. The film will be directed by Barry Levinson. How great would it be if De Niro received an Oscar and a Razzie for the same movie? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly clear skies, temperatures dropping to near zero, and wind chills between 5 and 10 below, thanks to a northwest breeze. Increasing clouds Wednesday with highs in the lower 20s. Wednesday night, there will be a chance of snow. Currently 8 degrees.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Costco is building apartments above its stores to address the affordable housing crisis starting earlier this year. Walking downstairs and getting a $1.50 hot dog, Sam.
Man, that's just the dream.
Gives new meaning to the affordable walkability.
John, you're very excited about this.
This is my dream come true.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome author Jody Hinman into the studio. Then director Anders Lindwall joins the show to discuss his film Green and Gold. That's how you light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
the trees, for the maples want more sunlight and the oaks ignore their pleas.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn, host of this, the Maggie Dawn Show, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network from 4 to 6, excuse me, from 2 to 4 p.m. every day. And of course, you've got my good friend Dom Salvia that follows from 4 to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday. So stick around for Dom. I have an inkling that he might be talking about the Pete Hegseth confirmation hearing. Just a hunch. One of the things that Mr. Hegseth talked repeatedly about in the hearing today was the idea of standards. And I want to make very clear that standards are not just about intellectual and physical capacity. Standards, also in the military, are standards of character. It's why the Uniform Code of Military Justice prohibits drinking and intoxication. It's why it prohibits adultery. Things that our criminal code for civilians do not. And so let me be clear that it is my view that male or female, black or white, short or tall, that if an individual can meet the standards for a particular combat position, they should be able to serve. Seems that Pete Hegseth has had some sort of epiphany since the time he flapped his gums, made no such exception to his blanket statement that women in combat weaken the military. That's simply false. So let me be clear. You meet the standard, you can serve in that role. But the idea of the standards surrounding character is one that is so important. The military holds itself and each other, for members within the military, to higher standards of character and conduct than anywhere else in American life. And the idea that this man who has been accused on multiple occasions of harassment, of assault, of intoxication on the job, creating a hostile workplace, harassment, one of the women who worked for Pete Hegseth when he ran one of these veteran nonprofits, this is where the allegation of he took them all to a strip club, he was super intoxicated, shouted out, kill all the Muslims, tried to grope a stripper. A woman who was at that event complained about not only the fact that they were there, alleged sexual assault by someone else that she worked with. These are the man has been married three times. He cheated on wife number two and got wife number three pregnant. I mean, this is not a man of high character, period, full stop. I don't care what. I'm redeemed. I've been saved by Jesus and Jenny. That was his line. I've been saved by Jesus and Jenny. Congratulations, sir. That gives me no confidence in your ability to continue to comport yourself, if you claim to be so doing so today, at the highest standards of conduct and character that is required of every member of our military and certainly of the Secretary of Defense. I thought Senator Tim Kaine's questioning of Mr. Hegseth was particularly revealing. Let's take a listen. Let's start with 6A, and we'll move on from there, Cardi.
At that time, you were still married to your second wife, correct? I believe so. And you had just fathered a child by a woman who would later become your third wife, correct?
Senator, I was falsely charged, investigated, and completely cleared.
So you think you were completely cleared because you committed no crime? That's your definition of cleared? You had just fathered a child 2 months before by a woman that was not your wife. I am shocked that you would stand here and say you're completely cleared. Can you so casually cheat on a second wife and cheat on the mother of a child that had been born 2 months before, and you tell us you are completely cleared. Senator, how is that a complete clear?
Senator, her child's name is Gwendolyn Hope Hegseth, and she's a child of God, and she's 7 years old.
And she was, and you cheated on the mother of that child less than 2 months after that daughter was born, didn't you?
Those were false charges.
Well,
fully investigated, and I was completely cleared. And I am so grateful for the marriage I have to this amazing woman behind me.
You've admitted that you had sex at that hotel in October 2017. You said it was consensual. Isn't that correct?
Anything.
You've admitted that it was consensual, and you were still married, and you just had a child by another woman.
Again,
how do you explain your
completely
judgment?
Completely false charges against me.
You fully investigated,
and I was completely clear.
You have admitted that you had sex while you were married to wife two after you just had fathered a child by wife three. You've admitted that. Now, if it had been a sexual assault, that would be disqualifying to be Secretary of Defense, wouldn't it?
It was a false claim then and a false claim now.
If it had been a sexual assault, that would be disqualifying to be Secretary of Defense, wouldn't it?
That was a false claim.
How do you not
talking about
say
a hypothetical?
So you can't tell me whether someone who has committed a sexual assault is disqualified from being Secretary of Defense?
Senator, I know in my instance, and I'm talking about my instance only, it was a false claim.
But you acknowledge that you cheated on your wife and that you cheated on the woman by whom you had just fathered a child. You have admitted that.
I will allow your words to speak for themselves.
You're not retracting that today. That's good. I assume that in each of your weddings, you've pledged to be faithful to your wife. You've taken an oath to do that, haven't you?
Senator, as I've acknowledged to everyone in this committee, not a perfect person, not claiming to
be. But no, I just asked a simple question. You've taken an oath, like you would take an oath to be Secretary of Defense in all of your weddings, to be faithful to your wife. Is that correct?
I have failed in things in my life, and thankfully I'm redeemed by my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
In finalizing divorces from your first and second wives, were there non-disclosure agreements in connection with those divorces?
Senator, not that I'm aware of.
If there were, would you agree to release those first and second wives from any confidentiality agreement?
Senator, it's not something I'm aware of.
But if there were, you would agree to release them from a confidentiality agreement.
Senator, that's not my responsibility.
Did you ever engage in any acts of physical violence against any of your wives?
Senator, absolutely not.
But you would agree with me that if someone had committed physical violence against a spouse, that would be disqualifying to serve as Secretary of Defense, correct?
Senator, absolutely not have I ever done that.
You would agree that that would be a disqualifying offense, would you not?
Senator, you're talking about a hypothetical.
I don't think it's a hypothetical. Violence against spouses occurs every day. And if you as a leader are not capable of saying that physical violence against a spouse should be a disqualifying fact for being Secretary of the most powerful nation in the world, you're demonstrating an astonishing lack of judgment. If you as a leader are not capable of saying that physical violence against a spouse should be a disqualifying fact for being Secretary of the most powerful nation in the world, you're demonstrating an astonishing lack of judgment. The incident in Monterey led to a criminal charge, a criminal investigation, a private settlement, and a cash payment to the woman who filed the complaint. And there was also a non-disclosure agreement, correct?
It was a confidential settlement agreement off of a nuisance lawsuit.
Right. During an interview, you claimed that you settled the matter because you were worried that if it became public, it might hurt.
We're just going to wrap up Senator Kaine's Q&A. There are so many moments like this in Pete Hegseth's confirmation hearing. What is really interesting is right at the front end of all those cuts, you hear Pete Hegseth's lawyer say yes in response to a question. And it's a question Tim Kaine is asking him about. Well, you cheated on wife number two with wife that became number three after you had just had a kid and then got wife number three. It's amazing. When someone asks you straightforward questions like, would someone who has committed assault be per se unqualified to be Secretary of Defense? You don't hedge. You just say yes. And Hegseth goes around and around and around and around and around and around and around with all these things. And the reason that he does that is he doesn't want to get boxed in or say something on the record that's untrue. There's also this little rhetorical thing that became very clear to me throughout the hearing. He's asked a series of questions like, this happened, or do you not deny that this happened? And he refuses to answer the question directly. And then there'll be some question that he absolutely, unequivocally will deny, which means that all the other questions that he hedged about, he admits to having done. Otherwise, why wouldn't you just say no or just answer the question clearly? And this happens throughout the hearing. So I want to go to the phones, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm going to do that in just a second. Want to take a text, Sue from Franklin, saying, where there's smoke, there's fire. I don't know anyone who has been accused of so much by so many except for Donald J. Trump. Yeah, basically. It's the hearing was ridiculous. And here are the two facts that I find most offensive about what occurred today. The first is the fact that the committee chair will not release the FBI investigatory report about Mr. Hegseth to the members of the congressional committee. Why not, sir? That's terrible. Also, the FBI investigation didn't talk to all of these women. The investigation itself was insufficient. The second thing that I find really offensive is the committee chair was asked twice to allow a second round of questioning. For someone with this many skeletons, this many allegations, this many problems, the very least that you can do, and by the way, it is far more often the case that two or three rounds of questioning happens in these sorts of hearings, especially when there's this kind of controversy. And the senators were denied. The total amount of time for each senator to question this guy with multiple allegations involving sexual harassment, sexual assault, a hostile workplace, excessive drinking, all these comments about women in service. Oh, yeah. And I forgot his advocacy for pardons, presidential pardons for men convicted of war crimes who were accused not by politicos in the Beltway, but were accused, tried and convicted under the Uniform Code of Military Justice by men in their own units. 7 minutes of questioning. What a joke. For shame. When we come back, I will take more calls and texts and give you my final thoughts on where we stand in all of this. But I encourage you to watch some of these extended exchanges. Pete Hegseth smirking and kind of eye rolling. You heard some of his heavy breathing, his failure to answer questions directly, his repeatedly talking over senators, including senators that have served in the military. Complete lack of respect for both the process and the seriousness of the allegations against you. He keeps saying those were anonymous. No, sir, not all of them were anonymous. In fact, one of them came from your mom in writing, in an email, calling you a really bad dude who abuses women. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Our review of the Hegseth confirmation hearing continues. Love to get your take on all of this, especially if you yourself have served in the military. Keep it locked. The conversation about this very real news continues when we get back right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation. A lot of real news happening today. I have covered in the first hour the lawlessness of Luz Cannon, Judge Aileen Cannon, and the fact that by her actions, all of the most important facts about Donald Trump's stealing of the super secret spy documents are nearly certainly never going to see the light of day. It is an abomination. Her incompetence, her contempt for the law, her contempt for her responsibility to seek justice, to observe her oath to the Constitution, to allow the American public ultimately, and starting with Congress, to have access to this essential information, was echoed today on Capitol Hill. We heard the echo of the Southern District of Florida on Capitol Hill today with the same sort of glib nonsense, smooth-talking snake oil salesmanship of an equally unqualified, constitutionally contemptuous individual named Pete Hegseth. And the lack of seriousness with which the Republican senators on that committee took this hearing was beyond. How many push-ups can you? Mm-hmm. That's super important. Joe from Madison, what do you have to say this afternoon?
Hey, Maggie. I wanted to just return briefly, and it ties in with this whole show that you put together, to a previous caller you had who was irritated at you because he said, you're going to interrupt me, and you've interrupted me in the past. Yep. In your response to him, you said, it's my show. I would like to expand on that, particularly in the light of this show that you put together. It's more than the fact that it's just your show, Maggie. It is your responsibility. And as it being your responsibility, you can't expect as a caller that you are not going to challenge him on things that you think are wrong or inaccurate or right-wing talking points that don't add to the discussion, that are disparaging, that aren't on topic. I mean, You can't expect that. This show is your, and I mean it when I say your responsibility. You are going to be looked at as to how did you keep the discussion going? Did you just let somebody rattle on with right-wing talking points and never challenge them? That's not interesting. We want to know. We need information. And particularly in light of what you've given us today, where we're pretty much screwed nine ways to know whatever happened with those documents. Yeah. It's horrifying. It's absolutely horrifying. And particularly because of the glibness of our potential Secretary of Defense, who just talked over people and didn't explain himself. It's all the more reason that this is a place. Your show is a place where we can get information, where it has to have evidence behind it, and you will listen. But you can't expect that Maddie's going to just go out and smoke a cigarette while you spend 5 minutes talking of right wing talking points. Come on. So at any rate, I just wanted to thank you for the work you do. I know that it's done by day so that you get a great day show, but I also appreciate that you have a lineup that also, reflects the state of Wisconsin, what's happening with the nation, and also the larger spin of our times, which is, Maggie and the Millionaires obviously tackles that. And as today showed, we have an issue ahead of us, which is, the truth spigot is just being turned off right and left. And what's ahead of us is going to be quite scary. And I'm so glad that you're here and willing to challenge people and willing to do the work that you do. Thanks a lot, Maggie. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. Staying on topic, it is a really big deal, right? We were talking about the super secret spy documents case, again, which I think is the clearest set of facts relating to Donald Trump's criminal activity. Caller wanted to talk about the fraud case. It's like it's off topic. Stay on topic. If you're on topic, if you don't disinform, if you don't discriminate or disrespect, I'll let you go. I'll argue with folks. I have a number of time with a number of conservatives. I like that. That's good juice for the show. But thank you, Joe. Let's all stay on topic. Jack from Merrimack, sir, what would you like to share this afternoon?
Very quickly. I climb mountains as a hobby. I summited a couple of mountains with a wonderful woman who was a helicopter pilot who, in fact, in the previous Trump administration, was one of the people responsible for some of the security in the air. And she had an affair. She's in the military, of course. She had an affair, and she was literally drummed out of the military for that. If this guy, with his multiple issues that way, if he is confirmed, the hypocrisy will be amazing to me.
Yeah, the stench of the hypocrisy. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I just want to share a little thought from Andrew from Maine stating this. Mr. Committee Chair, since you declined to release the findings of the FBI regarding Pete Hegseth, I presume there is information that supports the allegations of misconduct for this individual. As such, I find him unfit to serve. Absolutely. If there's nothing to hide, turn over the documents. If there's nothing to hide, let the DOJ release Jack Smith's report to Congress under seal with redactions. I'm sick of this perversion of our systems and processes. I'm sick of the circus that this has been turned into today. Oh, yeah. We got Kristi Noem's nomination coming up. That other totally unqualified nominee for the Director of National Intelligence. Stay tuned. I'll cover it all. In cooperation with each and every one of you, including our conservative callers, as long as you stay on point with me, my friends. Because remember, I'll stand up for you and your right to disagree with me. I hope you stand up for me and my right to run the show and stay on topic. But it's always better when we stand together for the truth. Dom Salvio's.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as our old friend Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, is along and helps us answer the question, what's worse, cilantro or the Kardashians? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again? Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Israel and top leadership of Hamas have agreed to the core elements of a Gaza hostage release and ceasefire. Haggling over the finer points continues.
ABC News learning, the details of a potential deal are broken up into three main phases, starting with the release of 33 hostages, including at least two Americans. Over the next 42 days, Israeli forces would withdraw from parts of Gaza and allow much-needed aid in. The Biden administration, Qatar, Egypt, and the incoming Trump administration all involved.
ABC's Ian Pannell in Tel Aviv. Capital One says it's deeply disappointed after the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau sued the bank, asserting it cheated savings account holders out of more than $2 billion interest. Brown Forman, maker of Jack Daniel's, said it's reducing its global workforce by 12%. It's also closing its Louisville barrel-making plant. This is ABC News.